I see, now it is down here. Yes, now it is. So erratic. So erratic. So erratic. Oh. But it was here at one. I was here. I was trying to get staff to get involved because it got snotty. Yeah. Someone got snotty with me. Someone else didn't.
Well, I saw the guy that's usually here just making beats, leaving with his mom.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Another person. I think he is related to a set of twins that I had in one of my classes, one of my design classes or something.
Oh.
At UNSW.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind. Thank you for having me.
And they were very matchy-matchy. They always kind of sat back like this.
Oh, I should.
They were in the same class, so it was, I think. Anyway, it was like, oh, okay, I get it now. You're all related. Okay, that makes sense.
Isn't it a cut more muggy out there?
It is. It's hot today.
Yeah.
It's very hot today. And, yeah.
But then what did happen was out there, out comes Jess. I was sort of really trying not to. It's been a bank of the days, I'm really trying not to lose my temper.
Yeah.
Almost lost my temper there. And then, yeah, the CEO comes on. I present him another talk. She said, "Who are you?" I said, "Trying to figure out." So, yeah. Anyway, it's been a long time ago. When she figured out who I was and what the rest of it was, it was fantastic. I said, "I'm really angry, really upset, and really disappointed with what I said."
Yeah.
It just felt really nice to say that to the CEO.
Yeah.
And I explained the situation.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "I'm really disappointed and I'm really angry," is what I said. So, she was okay with that. Now she understood it. She was trying to say and not say our former community apparently. I am not the only problem here.
Right.
I'm one of many problems.
Yeah.
She wasn't aware of my problem.
Yeah.
And you could see her wanting to say more, but she couldn't.
Yeah.
So she was aware of this, but I vented the something. I still, what's the problem? What's this time? No social media, no nothing.
Yeah.
But this time, I'm really angry with you. I'm really disappointed.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah.
To tell the CEO, I'm really angry, I'm really disappointed.
Yeah. And how do you, don't they have a calendar?
So, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that part's weird.
Yeah.
You'd think it was, that's weird. It's just weird.
Look, after this, we've got two more to, it's not a way one would prefer to do it somewhere else, or just do something else, just not be here. Is there a preferred way of doing something you like here or something? Just another way of doing things.
I mean, not for me.
Okay.
I mean, I kind of feel like, stick it out here. Unless they're not going to be open, in which case.
today was particularly bad. Today was bad.
Well, yeah, they're closed. That's bad.
I said to them, they were there, I said, we put the space for 5 to soon.
Yeah.
We're coming down. So I'm not going to bore you to death with all the problem because I've already had it out with Paddy. They want to talk to him.
Yeah.
I'm not going to bore you to death. Sorry, I'm not going to bore myself to death by going through it all again. Just. Yeah. Anyway. So sorry, today's a complete washout from hell.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry for you. I'm sorry. We've been better too.
Oh, well, these things happen. I can't think of any exciting to do, I'm afraid.
There's supposed to be a cool solar storm happening right now.
Is it? Oh,
yeah.
I forgot about this. We haven't switched this on because it isn't announced.
Oh, okay. Well,
I mean, it's like there isn't even a fucking house to it, so. You know, I mean.
But do you need any sponges?
Oh, sponges! You can never have too many sponges. Yeah, that's the that was the one and only positive uptick in the symbol was the CEO moved the state presented itself to.
Yeah.
And after the founder.
Yeah.
It was a great feat to say I'm angry and disappointed by what I said.
Yeah.
She's a vulture.
She's probably heard it before.
I think
it was funny because somebody else posted something saying, oh, we're looking for a place for a workshop, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, I'll do 107. And I just was like,
did you
I didn't say it, no. Well, because it was her. She said, 107.
I said, yeah, okay.
And it was like,
but it was fascinating with Leo. You could see she was dying about how Lisa. She was dying to. She just couldn't. She was dying to speak ill.
Interesting.
And she was holding. She was. She at the last minute. She was professionally maintained.
Yeah. Well, I can't imagine like the way. Yeah, I am like impressed that they, I don't know if I'm impressed that they put up with it, or if I'm just impressed with like the Australian working system where like people get away with that, or like.
It's a thing with charities in Australia.
Yeah, that's true.
They are shockingly, not accountable.
Oh yeah.
The way they run is disgusting. It's shocking.
I was in a governance training last week or week before last, and for arts organizations.
Yeah.
And you know, we talked about a lot of these challenges. And one of the things, you know, it talked about was, you know, the guy was like, yeah, so usually if an organization sets out a strategy or something, they only complete 65% of what they set out to do. We will revisit that shortly. Talks about some things, and then it was like, why do you think they only, you know, address 65% of what they do? And I was like, I mean, what I wanted to say is, well, that's what Mediocre White Men do, and they do great. Like, that happens all the time. People say to me, you know, the advice has been given to me, just do 65, you know, just do it 70%, that's fine. Like, you don't have to do it 100%, it stresses you out. And I was like, but I phrased it as, well, you know, in Australian university, 65% is a pass. So, you know, that's fine for a lot of people. And turns out I was right, you know? And the guy was like, yeah, that, you know, a lot of times, yes, we set things that are too high and stuff like that. And he gave an example of, there was a board of directors, and they'd set out something, you know, strategic plan or something. And then they got a review sheet of how they were doing, like halfway through,
yep,
in the first quarter, whatever. And in that, they decided to use red light, yellow light, green light to indicate how well they were doing. And so it was like green light. There were like a few red lights, you know, indicating that things were being done. And then apparently, after that, it was like, it says we're not doing things. And so the next quarter, it was like all green lights with a couple of yellow lights. So it wasn't that things were changing in terms of what was being done. It was just like, oh, no, you're doing everything you're supposed to do.
Right.
So, like, you know, sometimes, yes, things don't get done. But also, I think it is impressive how long she was around.
The amount of time that dysfunction is just either ignored or whatever. That's the real charity thing. I've seen it elsewhere. Just that level of that function. That's denial.
Well, I have to wonder, having been employed to do one thing and then expected to do other things, you know, maybe it was her role was to do this, and then they tacked the other one.
Yeah, that's a very big charity thing as well. There's no clarity around your role. It's like you're doing this, there's no clarity around boundaries around roles.
And so, it could have been that she was, you know, in which case, maybe I would have said, look, I'm not really being paid to do this.
It would be paid for that, But definitely, I'm here for the student. It was only a case of her disappearing abruptly with no one having any idea what had been left behind. How the disappearance took place, I don't know, but it was a case of abruptly not employing her longer. Basically,
accountability
absolutely no knowledge of what. No knowledge left.
I mean, I think there was one time, it was like another event, and she was just here, kind of being the, like, space minder. It was just like, you couldn't even ask her a question then.
That's really quite your opposite.
Well, she was just like absorbed in like her phone or something, or like chatting. And it was like a hangout time.
Profoundly not available. Profoundly not available.
So that was great. Okay, let's look for. Okay, so apparently, I'm going for web SDR.
STR.org. STR.org. STR.org.
WebSDR.org.
WebSDR.org. Web.org.
And then we're looking for something very far north. And in between three.
I've got forbidden. I'm forbidden.
Did you do SDR?
I beg of SDR.
As a software defined radio. Okay, and then we want something north.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And something with a frequency range of 3 to 30 megahertz.
So we want to go north, 3 to 30.
North or south?
Okay, how many? 3 to 30 megahertz.
Yeah.
Because I'm feeling like a 5, and we're not filtering bands, are we? Region. So let's go. Okay.
Oh, regions. But in terms of bands, there is 330 megahertz, but also over 10 meter.
Anything else I'm supposed to be looking for here?
No, I don't
think so. Any information I'm supposed to be putting in?
No.
I'm getting nothing.
I guess there's nothing in Asia Pacific.
Okay. Oh, yes, here we go.
Listen.
Oh, 75 meter long beverage. That's a big bear.
Mm.
Okay, so we've got Hawaii. Hawaii.
Probably something more north would be better.
Okay. Let's go through our. Okay, let's. Nothing. Okay, that's Hawaii. We all get nothing. I'm jumping to Hawaii a lot.
More north or south?
Okay, let's do some jumps. No. Oops. No. No, I'm still gradually climbing up here. No. So you said between 3 and 30?
Yeah, megahertz.
Okay, well, let's just start 30. Let's write, start 30 and work down. Okay. Not a thing. Okay,
no, in a filter band.
Yes.
It has 3 to 30 megahertz.
Oh, it's got a ready-made one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm back in the lobby again.
We'll go for that then.
Okay.
There's a solar storm. There's supposed to be lots of activity.
Yeah, it seems to be all happening in Hawaii. Oh. So let's go here. Welcome to Maui Webster. They're looking for a new home. So now that we're there, what should I be looking for? Back.
Yeah, so.
How did you sonify?
Well, I did a different one. I'm doing a Russian one.
Oh.
So are you on yours? Yeah, so that is, so click on that website.
Yeah.
And then go down, yeah.
Oh, here down here. Oh, okay. So this is a bit of a solar storm going on, is it?
I mean, not necessarily, but along the 3 to 30 megahertz band, there could be some interesting activity because of. the solar storm.
Right. Oh, there's so much information here. Squelch, I know, yes, squelch. Oh, okay. Oh, let's put one down.
Ooh, yeah. There's actually a lot of.
Oh, that's why we're doing this down, because it's nice.
It's actually
Okay. Oh. That's my problem. It's because I need to try. I can try it again. Oh no, I can't read Russian.
Doesn't look like a very good one to use then.
And just go off them already doing the recording.
Yeah, you can get a clean version as well.
Yes. Excuse me.
Each outlet has their own sort of architecture.
Some are more intuitive than others.
Yeah. And sometimes you click somewhere, like I just clicked here and it was a good place.
Yes.
Sometimes, not so.
Or once.
To play.
To make a noise. Yeah, I'm looking for the make it play. Try that. I seem to be getting this range of.
More not straight lines. The
notes are. Yes, what's going on? Yeah. There's variation with the signal.